Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Andrew Kaufman, and welcome to True Medicine University. We have a very exciting upcoming webinar with the one and only Dr. Gerald Pollack called The Fourth Phase of Water. And as you know, water is a topic that I have been very passionate about and have been speaking a lot about. So it is extremely exciting and such an honor for me to be able to feature Dr. Pollack. So welcome, Dr. Pollack.
Oh, thank you. And it's an equal or even greater honor to be speaking with you, Andrew. Much appreciated.
So I've invited you to come on this forum to speak to our audience about, of course, water and its relation to biology, which I found to be such a key factor with respect to health. So what are the basic elements that you're going to discuss on this webinar?
Well, exactly that. However, there's some background, about the fourth phase of water. So the fourth phase of water is a phase. It's gel-like. It has the consistency of, you might say, raw egg white, for example. And it fills your cells. And also, when cells get activated, for example, when a muscle cell gets activated to contract, it's not only the proteins that are involved, it's also the water. So the water is playing a central role in the activities of the cell. So as I said, in the case of a muscle, let's say, when the muscle is activated, the water transitions, along with the proteins, the water transitions from the fourth phase, which is an ordered phase of water where the molecules are aligned, kind of like soldiers at attention. And it undergoes a transition, the so-called phase transition, to ordinary liquid water. And then when the contraction is over, it retransitions back to its ordered state. So this transition from ordered to disordered and back to ordered again, we demonstrated, is a feature that occurs in virtually every cell in your body, every cell that gets activated to do something, not only a muscle cell, but, for example, a nerve cell when it conducts, or a secretory cell when it secretes. This transition is centrally important. And so, an issue that I'll be discussing.
Well, Gerald, let me slow you down for a minute, because, this is kind of mind-blowing to the people out there, right? Because what we're saying here, that what you learned in chemistry in high school, that elements have three phases, right? That they have liquid, solid, and gas. And, I'm not even talking about plasma. We'll leave that for another day. But your discovery is that water actually has a different phase of matter, and that is the phase that it's in biological organisms, where previously we thought water had no function. It just was the space that everything else that had the function was in, like the proteins. And now, through your discoveries, we can explain various biological processes like muscle contraction, that before there was a hypothesis, but there were some big holes in it.
Yes, giant holes, indeed. Well, yeah, I mean, this is the essence of our finding as it relates to biology is indeed that there is another phase, and that phase is ordered. And there's a very simple way that you can tell. The textbooks teach us that the water inside our cells, as you pointed out, is just liquid water. Now, if it were liquid water, if you take a knife, and you cut yourself, the liquid would come pouring out as though a water pipe, a breached water pipe.
That's right. And Tom Cowan has talked about this like a water balloon. If you poke it with a pin, the water squirts out. And if you poke yourself with a pin, that doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen. Right. So it must mean that that there's something that's going on there that that's different from simply from liquid water. And we've demonstrated that the water inside your cells is indeed gel-like, and it sticks to the proteins and other solids inside the cells. So when you cut yourself, it stays inside. It doesn't come out.
That's quite amazing. And so, you know, this has just tremendous implications for biology, health, and disease, as you'll see. And we are anticipating presenting this amazing information to you. So please sign up for True Medicine University, the fourth phase of water.